Let's talk poetry now. Maybe all these months of staying home have given you more time to reread your favorite pieces and maybe even discover some new ones. So to help you with that, we have called one of the country's most celebrated poets, Joy Harjo. In 2019, she was named U.S. Poet Laureate, and now she's using her platform and deep appreciation for this art to serve as editor of the Norton Anthology of Native Nations Poetry. It's called When the Light of the World Was Subdued, Our Songs Came Through. And she's with us now to tell us more about it. Joy Harjo, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for inviting me and Native poets on your show.
I do want to ask, before we get into the anthology, about being named U.S. Poet Laureate. I mean, you were named... You had a beautiful reception at the Library of Congress welcoming you to this role where people got to hear your beautiful work. And I believe that you are the first person from the Native Nations to be so honored. And I recall from your investiture that there were people who had never been to Washington who came to see you installed. So in a way, that's kind of what you're doing with this anthology in a way, isn't it? You're bringing people to the limelight who have not had the opportunity to be spotlighted in this way.
Yes, I think that's what's been so important about this poet laureateship, because basically I'm essentially a doorway, and I'm representative certainly of Native Nations and of poets. You know, I say, well, there's not just me. This anthology has 160, and because of the page limitations, we couldn't put everybody in here that should be in here. And there are many of us, and we're not just poets. We're teachers, we're dancers, we're essentially human beings. And you would think that at this time we would not have to say that, but we're still active. We have active living cultures, and we are human beings, and we write poetry. I think a lot of what you see out there as Native poetry in translation that most people are aware of was not translated. You know, there's also an ethics involved too. So it was challenging.
Well, but you do say that the English language provides access to Native poetry because it does allow Indigenous people to speak across tribes and to people all over the world. So with that being said, I'm going to ask you to read something and tell us what it's about.
This was written by a student at a Carlisle Indian School, a school that was an industrial school. It was military style, as many of the Indian schools were, that was founded by Colonel Richard Henry Pratt in 1879. And it was meant to be a tool of assimilation. He was known for his famous motto, or infamous motto, I should say, kill the Indian and save the man. This was published in the school paper, and it was noted that it was written in 1913, and the student didn't want his name known, and it's called My Industrial Work. At 2:30 in the afternoon, you can find me in the 28 room, about 3 or 4 covers deep. You turn them back, and you'll find me asleep, and there I lie and patiently wait for the final exams we have in room 8. When the whistle blows at 5:30, once more I am up and still alive. Then I run down and wash my face and comb my hair, and I'm ready for grace. In 15 minutes, there's a bugle call, the troops fall in, and the roll is called. Then out in front, the troops all stand, saluting the flag with our hats in our hand. While standing in the wind, our hair gets wavy. But just the same, we right face and march to gravy. Now, this may sound like going fishing, but this is my only industrial position. Hmm. That could be any kid, almost any kid, even now, you know, who has to go to school, or any young kid.
And one of the other things I noticed, too, I just saw another one, is Kissing the Opelu. There's a lot of reverence for and also grappling with relationship with elders in these pieces, too, which I found really moving.
I can do that one. That's by Donovan Puhio Collops. He's Kanaka Maoli, or Hawaiian, born in Honolulu, Hawaii, and Kissing the Opelu, from my grandmother. I am water, only because you are the ocean. We are here only because old leaves have been falling, a mulching of memories folding into buried hands. The cliffs we learned to edge, the tree trunk hollowed, humming. I am a tongue only because you are the body planting stories with thumb. Soil crumbs cling to your knees, small stacks of empty clay pots dreaming. I am an air plant suspended only because you are the trunk I cling to. I am the milky fisheye only because it's your favorite. Even the sound you make when your lips kiss the opelu socket is a mo'olelo. A slipper is lost in the yard. A haku lei is chilling in the icebox. I am a cup for feathers only because you want to feel the hours. I am a turning wrist only because you left the hose on. Heliconias are singing underwater. Beetles are floating across the yard.
That's lovely. I love it. Do you love it? Do you love it
yes,
too?
Yes, I do. Can you tell? I was discovering the poem as I was reading it aloud. And, you know, at one point in the editing, we decided to read the whole manuscript aloud. That's how I revise. So that's what we did, is we took it into our mouths and took it to our bodies.
Obviously, this collection is going to mean different things to different people. I'm guessing for people from Native Nations who seeing this collection is going to be really exciting. But how do you want people to experience this? What would you recommend?
You know, a poem opens up time. It opens up memory. It opens up place, the meaning of place. And so it's a doorway. And it says, here we are. We're indigenous peoples, and we are making art. And I came across this quote recently. The cloak and helmet that was gifted to Captain Cook was returned to Hawaii. And I love this proverb. It was a Maori proverb. I'll just read the English. It says, where there is artistic excellence, there is human dignity. And that just stayed with me. And I think of this book being a compendium of human dignity, of artistic excellence.
That is U.S. Poet Laureate Joy Harjo. She's the author of 8 poetry collections, including the best-selling An American Sunrise and a memoir, Crazy Brave. She's the editor of When the Light of the World Was Subdued, Our Songs Came Through, and it is out now. Joy Harjo, thank you so much for talking with us. I do hope we'll get to talk again in person.
Thank you, Michelle. I really appreciate this.